Welcome to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast, a primitive Baptist ministry declaring the good news of the finished work of salvation by grace alone. This weekly radio program is brought to you by Elder Joe Nettles, pastor of Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church in Caledonia, Mississippi, and Elder David Wise, pastor of Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church in Ackerman, Mississippi. We now invite you to stay tuned for our message this morning.
Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast today. Welcome. I'm Joe Nettles, and I'm the pastor of Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church, located at 40283 Wolf Road, just outside of the beautiful little town of Caledonia, Mississippi. And I also welcome you on behalf of Elder David Wise, my good and learned friend. He is the good and faithful pastor of Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, located at 11 Staten Road, that's S-T-A-T-E-N Road, just north of Ackerman, Mississippi. Both of our churches meet at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning. We also gather together in a blessed occasion every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. at the La Quinta Inn Conference Room in Starkville, Mississippi. We invite you to come and join us, or you can go to the Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church Facebook page, hit like, alert the notifications, and you can join us for live worship at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning or at 6 p.m. every Wednesday evening. Also, we invite you to go to the website that services this broadcast, gospel-of-grace.com. There's frequently asked questions, there are links, there are articles, archived messages, a church locator. We invite you to go and listen to that and join us at our website. We also invite you to download the Grace Alone radio app. That is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of Primitive Baptist preaching, Bible reading, devotionals, and a cappella singing. So that has been such a great blessing in my life. And my dear friend, Elder Michael Goins, is the administrator of that effort. So we invite you to go and download for either an Apple or an Android device the Grace Alone Radio Internet Radio app. So if you will, stay tuned with us. And after this hymn, we'll be back with this morning's message titled, It's So Complicated, It's Simple, dealing with something called proteins today.
My chains are gone.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast. Again, I'm Joe Nettles here with you. And we'd like to continue on with this series of messages titled, It's So Complicated, It's Simple. Now, our goal in this series of messages is to reveal unto you that the various aspects of our material universe in which we live, they are so complex in their composition and in their preservation that it should boggle our minds to think that it happened by chance. It should lead us to a simple conclusion. And that simple conclusion is that the Lord Jesus Christ is behind it all. Today I would like to speak to you about proteins. Now before you turn off your radio, you're going to say, I am in no mood to hear a discourse on some dry, scientific, technological message. Please stay with me. Don't hear the title proteins and automatically run. I want to be able to present these things to you in such a way that they are understandable and that they will keep your spiritual mind engaged. So just stay with us today. And surely would like to present this in such a way that it would be a blessing to you and an honor and a glory to the Lord. Let's look at proteins. Proteins are necessary for life. They are large molecules made up of an amino acid chain. And they're just one of the thousands of components needed to build even the most basic of cells, those cells that we take for granted every day. All of us are composed of cells. Everything that we see and use day by day are composed of cells. The protein molecules contain very specific arrangements of amino acids, and getting even one out of order can render the protein as junk. Just like taking the engine from a car will turn it from a speedster to a hunk of junk. I mean, it goes from a functioning necessary object to something that can be nothing more than just a road mark, turn right at the broken down jalopy. Or in the best case scenario, of producing functional difficulties. That's like trying to operate a vehicle using watered down gasoline and using cooking oil instead of motor oil. With such a high requirement for specificity, it is astounding, my friends, to realize the utter unlikeliness of these building blocks occurring by random chance, as most of the scientific community accepts today as dogma. I want to try to use today's message to challenge your mind, to show just a slight glimpse of how complex and mind-boggling is the formation of this fundamental building block of life called the protein. As in our previous message in this series regarding the fine-tuning of our cosmos, I want to teach you how fine-tuned is the natural world in which we live. Again, we see evidence of unstable equilibrium, and that's also fine-tuning. The two terms are synonymous. Remember the example of the ball I gave you in the last message, bouncing atop the hill's peak. We would all expect the ball to roll into one of the valleys below and come to a rest, and that would be known as stable equilibrium. But what we wouldn't expect to find is that ball continuing to bounce around on top of the hill, refusing to roll down the hill. That's an example of unstable equilibrium. If we saw that, we would reasonably expect there to be a controlling force acting on the ball, preventing its descent into the valleys below. It's not at all likely that we'd stare up at that bouncing ball and say, that's no big deal. I see that all the time. No, to the contrary. Seeing such a complicated event, we would come to a reasonable, simple conclusion. And that is that there is some intelligence at work up there at the top of that hill. Now, the following is a summary of seven parameters that will affect the formation of a single protein. This was found on the website, answersingenesis.com. I can get some very good information off of there. First, let's consider how likely is the majority view of the scientific community regarding protein formation. Simply put, they typically advocate that before there was any life on Earth, there was just a primordial soup or goo of amino acids covering the Earth, just waiting to be sparked into the first ever protein chain. It sounds kind of sci-fi, but easy to imagine, until you factor in the following seven necessary parameters for protein formation. Number one, there are over 300 different amino acids. However, only 20 of them are used in the proteins of biological life. Remember, the order is very specific for a functional protein to be assembled. Seeing that only 20 parts out of 300 of the whole primordial goo could have been used, the assembly process must be quite discriminating, not random. Point number two, each amino acid molecule type comes in two shapes. That's left-handed and right-handed forms. But only the left-handed forms are used in biological proteins. And the natural tendency is for the lefties and righties to bond together indiscriminately. Point number three, the left-handed amino acids must bond in the correct order or the protein will not function properly, as we alluded to before. Remember, we are imagining the random formation of the sequence without any coding from a cell nuclei. Because at this point, there's not even yet been a cell in our scenario. Remember, this is still at the primordial soup or primordial goo phase. There is no nuclei because there is no organism. So there is no directing force. All right? We are talking about random, chance, unguided activity here to form a protein that must eventually function with another properly ordered protein formed by random, chance, unguided activity. That doesn't sound likely, does it? Doesn't to me either. But let's carry on. Point number four. If there was a primordial goo or a primordial soup, it would have been diluted with many of the wrong types of amino acids and other chemicals available for bonding, making the proper amino acids unusable. This would have drastically reduced the available required amino acids. That would have made it even more impossible and improbable for this to take place by some random unguided activity. Okay? Point number five, amino acids require an energy source for bonding. The raw energy of the sun had to be captured and converted into usable energy. From where did this mysterious converter come? It itself would have had to have been built. Built how? Using energy that needed to be converted from the sunlight by an energy converter. Do you see the quandary in which we find ourselves with this proposition? That dog will forever chase its tail. It is a catch-22 impossibility. For there to be an energy converter, it would have taken energy to have built that biological mechanism. And you see, there would have had to have been an energy converter to have done that. So it's an impossible proposition. Point number six, life proteins survive our environment because of protection from degradation by the cell membranes. Proteins readily disintegrate in water, in an oxygen-rich atmosphere like ours, and from the UV rays of the sun. So how did these primitive original proteins survive? Remember, the necessary cell membranes we have today did not yet exist in this scenario. Sounds impossible and improbable, doesn't it? Well, let's go to point number seven. Natural selection could not apply here. Now, what is natural selection? It is the process that is advocated by evolutionists, by which weaker, less functioning organisms die off, allowing the surviving stronger organisms to strengthen the gene pool. If you get the weak dogs dying off, it makes the stronger dogs more robust and more apt to take over the population of dogs. Okay, that's just a simple way of stating it. However, as much as evolutionists like to claim it as their fallback reason for the supposed success of their theory, it cannot apply before any organism ever existed, can it? So you have to totally throw natural selection out as part of this formative process. These seven obstacles to the spontaneous generation of a protein are prohibitive at the very least. However, when we factor in the math of the situation, and what do I mean by that? By that, I mean the odds against the correct order of the protein chain randomly coming together. The proposition then goes from prohibitive to impossible. Proteins assemble due to codes in the cell nuclei that spell them out, specific character by character. For it to function, there is no margin for error or disorder. Of the 20 appropriate amino acids, each of the differing types has to bind in an exact sequence. Look at it like a string of beads. If you had 20 different jewels at your disposal, for example, diamonds, jade, opal, garnets, pearls, etc., You can imagine the astounding number of order possibilities that you would have. If you were pulling beads out of a bucket at random, imagine how long it would take you to make two alike necklaces. It just seems impossible, doesn't it? What's more, if the necklace becomes longer, that will exponentially increase the possible combinations. Looking at protein assembly in this rudimentary way, you must see that your likelihood of hitting the necessary combination for a functional protein drops precipitously, like a lead balloon. Additionally, if that isn't mind-boggling enough for you folks, the protein properly assembled has to be bent the correct way to bind to other like proteins, which themselves must also be so bent. Taking into account all the possible combinations, I mean the functional combinations, any combinations that would come together that could actually work, as well as all the gibberish combinations, just the random binding together of those proteins, which form nothing functional. They're just useless. It's white noise. Taking into account that, for a protein only 150 amino acids long. Now, you may say, that sounds pretty long. But in the world of proteins, it is minute. It's a very basic protein, 150 amino acids long. Some proteins reach 30,000 or more amino acids in length. So, looking at this relatively primary, basic, rudimentary, 150 amino acid long protein, the odds of finding one protein that will bend into a functional structure is 1 out of 10 to the 77th power. Now, that's a 1 with 77 zeros behind it. Now, I'm no math whiz, but I do know enough to know that that is an astounding, staggeringly large number. 1 chance out of 10 to the 77th power. Again, a 1 with 77 zeros behind it. I recall as a child, my daddy took me to the Superdome in New Orleans for a Saints game. I'll never forget. It was the Saints against the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Saints actually won, which was a rarity for them in those days. And I was absolutely terrified to look up at the rafters of that Superdome. I mean, it would make my head swim. It would feel like I was getting, you know, sucked up in the vastness of it all. Consequently, after that day, I'm afraid I would occasionally have a nightmare. And in this nightmare, I was sitting on top of a massive pile of pennies in the Superdome. Now, this had to have been an anxiety dream because I can tell you, I woke up screaming every time. Now, the pennies almost filled the Superdome to the roof. And here I am sitting on top of this pile of pennies. Even more frightening was that in my dream, I had to count all those pennies before I could get out. I shudder now just to think of such an overwhelming thing. However, think about it this way. What if my nightmare, and thank God it wasn't, what if my nightmare was that I had to randomly choose one specific penny out of that mountain of pennies while blindfolded? That prospect is terrifying beyond comprehension, my friends. However, dear listener, my nightmare penny scenarios could not approach odds as vast and insurmountable as 1 out of 10 to the 77th power. It's chicken feed. It's a drop in the bucket. It's like a grain of sand on a beach full of sand. To give you some perspective as to how immense a number this is, 10 to the 77th power, the estimated number of organisms to have ever lived on this planet is only 10 to the 43rd power. That's 1 with 43 zeros behind it. Does that somehow give you a scale? A number that large just frightens me. It breaks my spirit. It humbles me to think of how impossible it is that these proteins could be formed by random blind chance. Oh, my friends, no. There is a power directing this production of proteins. Dear listener, our purpose today is to point out the multiple aspects of our existence, which are so complex that we should be led to a simple conclusion. I posit for you today that conclusion is that the Lord has conceived, designed, created, and upholds all of the material universe. In the previous message, we marveled over the fine-tuning of the grandiose cosmos. We talked about the fine-tuning of gravitational powers, of nuclear powers, how finely tuned our balance of gases are and things of that nature. All these grandiose, large concepts. But today we focus toward the opposite end of the spectrum of our universe. Those microscopic yet hugely important building blocks of life. Proteins. My friends, the Lord is the cause. All this complexity could only come about because of a being who precedes time, is unbound by space, and has an intellect that cannot be comprehended by finite, fallible minds like ours. His creative activity was alluded to by David in Psalms 139, verses 13 through 14. Notice this verse. Here David was exclaiming in the Holy Spirit of God, joy and praise unto the Lord for being such an all-knowing and all-powerful Lord. He stated, for thou hast possessed, and that term possessed means formed my inward parts. For thou hast possessed my reins. You have formed my inward parts, my reins. He said, thou hast covered, and that term covered basically means woven together, the construct, the bringing it together, the assembly. Thou hast covered or woven together me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Dear listener, I encourage you today to recognize his mighty works. You wouldn't exist without them. Even something as basic as a protein could never have formed by random blind chance. No, friends, there was an intelligent design. I want you to believe his word, the Holy Bible, and his gospel truth today. I encourage you, dear friends, if these numbers break your spirit, if they humble your heart today, then I encourage you to repent before the Lord God, your Maker, and believe in Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. That great God who's created us. His greatness, his immensity is communicated in multiple aspects of this material universe. Oh, my friends, this same God who has communicated unto us through this litany of amazing, immense, just inconceivable, glorious creation around us. He has also communicated unto us through his Holy Bible. But more importantly, he has communicated to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Humble yourself before him. Confess his name today. Confess your need of a Savior. My friends, they haven't even been able to create something from nothing in this world. In all of the scientific labs put together, that has never taken place. And my friends, also, we have never seen any spontaneous creation ever be witnessed in this universe. There is one who did create it. And his name, my friends, is given as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in the Word of God. I encourage you, worship Jesus Christ, our Savior, today. Let the complexity of this being around us lead us to that simple conclusion. I thank you for listening today. I hope this has been an edification to you, for you. And until we're able to speak with you again on this series of messages, may the Lord's rich blessings be upon you all.
If you enjoy the messages you hear on the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast,
We invite you to visit a Primitive Baptist church in your community. To find a Primitive Baptist church near you, to listen to past messages online, and to find further contact information, you can visit our website at gospel-of-grace.com. You can also find our program on iTunes under podcast, entitled The Gospel of Grace, a Primitive Radio Broadcast. If you listen and enjoy our program, we would love to hear from you. You may contact us by email at gospelofgracepb@gmail.com. This program is produced by Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church, 40283 Wolf Road, Caledonia, Mississippi, and Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, 11 Staten Road, on Highway 15, just north of Ackerman, Mississippi. We would love for you to come and worship with us each Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. We invite you to tune in again next week for another message from the Gospel of Grace. Until next time, we pray God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord.
Wonderful the matchless grace of His.